The Trump administration has taken the first step in challenging Canada's implementation of new tariff rate quotas. Here with the latest is Shauna Morris, Vice President, Trade Policy for the National Milk Producers Federation. Shauna, thanks for joining us. Give us the latest on this. What does this step by the administration mean, and where do we go from here?
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate being able to join. Well, I'd say, frankly, the biggest thing it means is a clear indication that there's a strong willingness to make sure that our trading partners are living up to the promises they made. With the administration filing for consultations with Canada on the dairy tariff rate quotas earlier this week, that's the first start in the process to enforcing our rights. And also, I think, laid out the really clear case for how Canada's deviated from its promises with respect to that issue to date. The next step, if agreement can't be reached in that consultation process, might be having to escalate to a full dispute settlement case. But we'll take things one step at a time.
Can you explain for our listeners exactly what is the complaint with Canada's policy?
Absolutely. So under USMCA, most of the new market access that Canada granted to the U.S. for our dairy exports was done through tariff rate quotas. A tariff rate quota allows in a certain amount of product up to a volume threshold, and then after that, you apply heavy tariffs to try to discourage more of it from coming in. That means that whoever gets the right to import at the low tariff level within that certain volume is the ones that are actually bringing in the product. How Canada divvied out access to those dairy product imports, though, was done in a really tilted way. It awarded the vast majority, 85% in most cases, of the tariff rate quota access to processors. In many cases, ones that are competing directly against the type of products that we want to ship to Canada. So we're really looking to broaden the supply chain options to be able to sell to a wider variety of customers in Canada.
So basically, by what Canada is doing, that keeps U.S. dairy producers from gaining what they thought they were getting in USMCA as far as increased market share.
That's exactly the concern, that the way Canada is handling its market access under USMCA is likely to result in fewer shipments and lower value shipments than we had anticipated we'd be able to get under USMCA.
Kind of a reminder, Shauna, that trade deals in and of themselves don't assure market access, but they create then the framework for addressing those issues, and that's what we have here. This is coming down to enforcement of the new trade deal USMCA.
Absolutely. And frankly, I think that's a critical point, not just for our industry and not just for this deal, but across the board. Because what you put on paper is really the starting point, demonstrating that you're willing to follow through, aggressively monitor compliance with what's on paper, and challenge the trading partner when they're deviating from it, sends a really important signal, not just to Canada, but to the other countries that we have trade agreements with as well that cover, of course, not just dairy, but a whole spectrum of different ag issues.
Okay, you talked about what this could lead to. Kind of take us through the steps of how this could play out now.
So the U.S. certainly, of course, has raised these concerns with Canada. The step taken this week, though, ratchets that up to a more formal level. These consultations are required negotiations between the U.S. and Canada to try to find a solution. Hopefully, although I'm not holding my breath, given that it's Canada and dairy, that could address the problem. And we would see Canada make changes in how it's handling its dairy market access imports. If not, though, the next step would be to basically take it to court. USMCA has a dispute settlement process where each country can effectively charge that the others violated the deal and bring it before a panel of judges to hear out both sides in the case. So that would be the next step if agreement's not able to be reached at this first next one.
So it could be a while if it goes through all that. That could take a while.
It could take a bit, which is why we're so glad that they have gotten this process started. Obviously, it's not one that's going to be completed in all likelihood before the changeover in administration, making it key that we see follow through next year as well in continued engagement with Canada on it.
That was going to be my next question. With a change in administration, does this just carry over, keep going, or do you have to start all over with a new administration?
The process itself won't need to start over just because the administration has changed on the U.S. side, but certainly this is one of the key issues that we'll be educating the incoming team on, and that we've already begun taking steps to help brief the transition team on its importance. I think an important piece for us that we've been gratified to see is the continued very strong bipartisan support from Congress, that this is the right direction and that this is an important piece that deserves continued action in the coming year as well.
Well, you'll have someone very interested in this and very knowledgeable about this issue at USDA with Tom Vilsack going to be the next Secretary of Agriculture.
Absolutely. I think all of agriculture is really fortunate that he's been nominated to retake the reins there. He's really uniquely qualified to be able to take over USDA during this really challenging time for so many of the agriculture sectors and rural America more broadly.
And of course, Tom Vilsack will be coming from his current job of president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council and has said he applauds the U.S. Trade Representative for hearing our concerns and relying on our guidance to take this critical enforcement step to ensure that the agreement is executed in both letter and spirit. Again, that's Tom Vilsack talking about this action. Shauna, thank you very much for the update. We'll be watching it closely and stay in touch with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shauna Morris, Vice President, Trade Policy for the National Milk Producers Federation.